And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Hey, that is me, Matt Santos, on KQ&A Talk of the Quad Cities for the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce and the town of Chino Valley. We are here for Talk of the Town at KQ&A. My guest today will be council member Mr. Cloyce Kelly. Lots of fun stuff to talk about, some great information to get out there to the community. So stick around. You got an hour to kill with Matt and Cloyce right after these messages.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 Whitespire Road or call 445-4600.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Hi, Ken here with the Plants of the Week and our red clusterberry Cotone Aster.
Stunning white flowers cover the shrub in spring, then form red berries.
A large evergreen that is tough, easy to grow, and tolerates poor soil.
So thick when sheared, it's the perfect privacy for hot tubs, secluded entertainment areas, and prying eyes for just $39.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love red-berried Cotone Aster, they love to shop.
Each year in June, we celebrate good old Dad. Here at Prescott Brewing Company, it's Bones and Brew. What better way to treat Dad, or you yourself, than a platter of St. Louis-style ribs, smoked in-house and smothered in PBC's thick barbecue sauce, along with PBC's homemade sides and green chili cheddar cornbread muffin, all for just $14.99. And the best part of Father's Day Bones and Brew? It's the free brew that goes with the bones. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Well, thanks for tuning in. We really appreciate you keeping up to date on what's happening in and around Chino Valley by listening to KQNA, Talk of the Quad Cities, and especially Talk of the Town each and every Monday afternoon, which is Chino Valley Day. Now, I am filling in as your guest host this week, as I do once a month, to kind of concentrate and focus in on the activities of the town, town council, different projects and things. Today's guest that will be sitting in with me is council member Cloyce Kelly. We'll talk a little bit about his time as a council member and what he's been able to accomplish, the different projects he's been involved with, and, of course, his plans and goals moving forward. Now, before we do that, before we get in with Cloyce, wanted to bring up a couple of reminders for the community. Now, I've had a fairly busy several days traveling back and forth from Yavapai County and the Chino Valley Prescott area down into the Phoenix area, and wanted to bring something up. Something happened on Friday afternoon. I left down for a job down in Phoenix Friday night. Thought I had plenty of time to get there and got stuck in some major traffic and roadblocks on the 17 between Sunset Point there and New River. What I had anticipated running across were some accidents after being stuck in traffic for a while, but what I saw were four separate incidents of brush fires on the side of the road. Have no idea what caused them or what transpired before I got there, but there was several miles of backup on four separate occasions on the side of the road as our emergency crews, our first responders, and our fire districts were taking care of those. So thank you to those that were on the scene to make sure we could travel safely, even though we had a little bit of a blockage there on the highway. But it got me to thinking as I was sitting there in the hot heat and sun of our Arizona weather that I was sitting through, killed my air conditioning so that I wouldn't risk overheating. But I was stuck there for a good hour watching these crews work, and it got me thinking as to what's causing these, what are the risks out there for our dry air, our dry brush, and of course our homes and vehicles that could be at risk at any minute when we enter in this fire season. It got me to thinking how happy I am that I have taken time to register under the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office Code Red program. If you're not familiar with the Code Red program, it is sponsored and put on by the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office. And what it is, it's a system where you go on, you register your address, your phone number, and the like. It only takes a couple of minutes, but it puts you into their system where you can then be called, text, or emailed anytime there is an emergency in your specific area, whether that be by your home or where your phone is registered. And you are given immediate and up-to-date, accurate information on how to avoid being caught in an emergency situation like our fire season that we have just entered in. So as the fire season and the monsoon season are just around the corner, we're already in the fire season and the monsoon season's just around the corner, information is the best tool to keep you and your family and your property safe. So it is strongly encouraged, if you haven't already, to stay up to date and informed by registering for that Yavapai County Sheriff's Office Code Red Alert System. You can do so by visiting ycsoaz.gov. You'll be alerted to any emergencies and events happening in your area. Look for that Code Red emblem at ycsoaz.gov and click on it and register. It only takes a few moments, but those few moments can go a long way to saving you and everything you have. So take a moment, register for Code Red Alert System at ycsoaz.gov to keep you, your pets, your property, and your family safe. Can't stress that enough. And as we travel around this beautiful area in which we live, in and out of Yavapai County, we do recognize that the fire season is upon us. Monsoon season with flash flood warnings and lightning strikes and the like is right around the corner. So take advantage of the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office Code Red system and register today. Now, on to some much more delightful information. We welcome our guest today, Mr. Cloyce Kelly. Thanks for joining us at KQ&A Talk of the Quad Cities. Thanks for coming on in.
It's my pleasure. Thanks, Matt.
Now, you are one of the busiest guys I know out there. You've been running around. He wanted to stress that that he is glad we are not videotaping this this session of Talk of the Town, because he is you're looking a little scruffy there today, Cloyce. Didn't shave this morning, huh?
Right.
You've been pretty busy. What kind of things were you occupied in today? Because you are, like I said, one of the busiest guys out there, active in a lot of the service organizations, active in a lot of groups to benefit the community. What are some of the things you've been running around doing today?
Started out the VA today, and then came back to the Legion, checked on the results from our weekend. We had a breakfast, sold out, awesome food, $7 all you get to eat, coffee, juice, toast, everything. Great,
that's
SOS.
The American Legion Post 40, the Bid Shack post right there.
Correct.
On the highway
there
in Chino Valley?
At Highway 89 and 3 South. That's right.
Now, what's that breakfast? What do you guys do? That's that Sunday morning?
Yeah, it's 3 weeks we've got the sign we put out. It starts at 8 and goes till 11. And usually you got eggs, ham, bacon, sausage, and you get to pick which one you want, SOS, sometimes it's pancakes, it's all good, and all the juice you want, and coffee and water.
Now, what, obviously, $7 is not, that's not, you can't even go through a drive-through for that amount, so you're getting a full breakfast there, but that money is not, not going into Cloyce's pocket for those beautiful Hawaiian print shirts that I'm seeing you wearing right now. Where's that money going? What kind of, resources are the, is the Legion using, and what are they accomplishing with that, that donation and other activities that they collect for?
Well, the Legion is a family. We have the Legion, the veterans. We have the Sons of the Legion, which are their sons and granddaughters, grandsons. We have the Ladies Auxiliary, and we have the American Legion Riders. And we call ourselves a family. And we work to raise money to give back to the community. And we at Post 40 in Chino Valley are giving back in many, many different ways. We help homeless. If you donate cans to us, we have a separate fund that when a veteran comes in with a story and he's in need, instantly, if two of the officers can validate, and we can give him $50 cash, and we've gone upwards from there, and that's all from those aluminum cans you drop off in our little box.
Now, what other kind of activities are you guys involved with? You've got you're not just out there to offer the monetary support. You're also giving some emotional and social support to a lot of these men and women that have served overseas. What are some of the things that you've been able to be involved with to really help these ones acclimate back into society?
Well, it's tough. The veterans in particular, but also their families, their wives, their children, they are impacted by that veteran's PTSD or his withdrawal or his post-traumatic stress situation.
Uh-huh.
So the family is stressed out. We try to help support that and offer incentives, verbal guidance. I help people today find homes. We try not to have anybody homeless. We're connected with the VRC, Veterans Resource Center, the Arizona Department. The VA has some awesome programs there at the VA hospital, and to get veterans in, and it's a little tougher on the family side. So we work there. Today I've been helping a veteran move, and the VA, or the American Legion Post 40, had a fifth wheel donated to us, and we found a veteran in need that we're cleaning up, fixing up, and currently I got him parked on my ranch for a bit, but we're getting him, and we're trying to give everybody a home on that subject.
So you're giving the emotional, the psychological support, the physical support of physically carrying boxes.
Get out there and sweat.
And helping them pack. So you do some little elbow grease, getting those brooms and boxes moved. But you also have ways, not just with the Legion, but with the town in general, where we can show some
Correct.
So, again, emotional and community support, one of those being the Yellow Ribbon Campaign happening at Town Hall. We got just a minute or so before we cut to break. Give us a little information on
that. Okay. Chino Valley, through our mayor, Darrell Croft, Navy 32 years, great mayor, leader, came up with the Yellow Ribbon Tree, which we would have at City Hall, Town Hall, and each family would turn it in to the town manager's office, Cecilia Gritman, and they will get a yellow ribbon with their son or nephew or relative. If they are in the armed services, active in America or wherever, they're deployed from Chino Valley. Let us support them. Let it be known that we support our troops.
And that yellow ribbon application is available at chinoaz.net right there on the news flash. The tree itself, where those ribbons will be displayed, is at Town Hall, 202 North Highway 89. And you can go on chinoaz.net, download that application, fill it out. We're going to be right back after these messages with Cloyce Kelly and a bunch more information about the vets and our community right after these words.
Drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Thursday and Saturday. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
When you need specialized outpatient infusion therapy, you need it to fit into your busy life. But at the same time, you need comfortable, expert treatment. You need the Infusion Center in Prescott Valley on the campus of YRMC East. At the Infusion Center, you'll find state-of-the-art care with your lifestyle and healthcare needs in mind. Your convenience and comfort are foremost. You'll register right there at the center. No need to visit the hospital admitting department. And each infusion bay is spacious and private, with a laptop plug-in and a private television. We work closely with your physician, and we teach you how to care for yourself during therapy so that you can be an active partner in your treatment. Just like you, our goal is your good health so that you can continue enjoying the life you love, surrounded by those who care for you. The Infusion Center at YRMC East, next to the Breast Care Center. For more information, call 442-8741 or visit yrmc.org.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And the coolest guys in town.
I don't know, Ted. I looked at your high school yearbook picture. There's nothing cool about that.
Yeah, but when people need a new air conditioner, they should come see us, the coolest guys in town.
Just don't look us up in the yearbook.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
It doesn't have to be a long, hot summer when you get air conditioning done right by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's and stay cool all summer long.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Well, you are back with KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM, the talk of the Quad Cities for Chino Valley Day on Talk of the Town. Also, with Chino Valley, of course, is the cooperation we have with our local communities, including Paulden, our neighbors to the north. The 2018 Paulden Plunge has begun, partnering with local donors. The Yavapai Regional Transit, Inc. and the town of Chino Valley AZ are providing free rides and free admission to the Town Aquatic Center, that pool over there on Perkinsville and One East, for Paulden kids. Now, this has been set up through the Paulden Foundation, a Paulden area 501c3, set up to help out the kids and families in Paulden, Arizona. They have a Facebook page under Facebook/Paulden Foundation. Now, the partnership between the Paulden Foundation and YRT, the Yavapai Regional Transit, is set up so that kids can have a place to go in the summer, including the Chino Valley Aquatic Center. So they the buses run out every day to Paulden and pick up a group of kids. They provide free transportation and free entry to the Chino Valley Aquatic Center, but you do have to register for that. So get a hold of the Paulden Foundation through their Facebook page, Paulden Foundation on Facebook. Again, it's a great program set up to assist the families and kids out in Paulden. More information on that is also available on the news flash at chinoaz.net or yavapairegionaltransit.com. That's also a place, or yavapairegionaltransit.com, where you can go to find out how you can help by making donations. And they are also in search of a similar 501c3 nonprofit organization to set something up similar for the youth in Chino Valley. So the goal is to not leave out anyone, families and kids in need that that need a place to go in the summer that maybe can't afford the cost of the pool, even though it's pretty minimal. Kids tickets for a daily are, I believe, $3, but that can add up, especially when you consider the transportation costs, daycare, things of that nature, taking time off from work. So if you are in a position to help financially, or you have a line on a local nonprofit that would be able to assist in this, please contact the Yavapai Regional Transit at yavapairegionaltransit.com. There is also a link at chinoaz.net where you can help and help the kids and the families in the area. Also, a way you can help the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce with their fundraising and have a great time in the sun at the same time is by registering for the 10th annual Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce Bob Cacker Memorial Golf Tournament. Now, the 10th annual Cacker Tournament will take place Saturday, August 18th at Antelope Hills Golf Course on the South Course. Registration is 7 a.m. Shotgun start at 8. The fees begin at $85 per person. That includes green fees, cart, and lunch. There are also team fees that you can you get a little breakdown on those for a full team, and that includes a whole sponsorship. And information is found at chinovalley.org. Again, that's the Saturday, August 10th, 10th annual Bob Cacker Memorial Golf Tournament. All those funds go to help out the chamber in all their activities, including promoting local businesses, supporting all the local service organizations, and the like. So get a hold of the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce at chinovalley.org for the Saturday, August 18th, Bob Cacker Memorial Golf Tournament. There's always a lot of fun happening on those tournaments. A lot of fun and even some good golfing going on. But I think more fun than more good golfing. Clayce Kelly, our guest in studio today, are you going to be playing out there on that golf tournament?
I'm a very poor golfer. But I will drive a golf cart and have some adult beverage.
Uh-oh. Not while you're driving, though. Gee, you don't want to do that. It is a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun out there. I've gone out there several years and had a lot of fun. I too, will not pick up a golf club in a tournament anymore. I am what you would call a, what's the technical term for that? Yeah, horrible.
Dangerous.
Horrible golfer, I think, is the technical term. Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about your time in office, Clayce. How long have you been on the Chino Valley Chamber? Or, excuse me, council?
Almost 1 year. I was appointed on June 25th. And it was quite a learning experience.
What was your impression of what council did, especially because you've been involved in various forms of government and different boards and different organizations. But small town council is not the what you would normally think when you think of town and city council. They're usually full-time positions, especially in the bigger cities. You coming from Southern Cal originally, what was your first impression of town council here in Chino Valley?
Well, very interesting. I'd been observing it. I've lived here for 9 years, and I'd been observing it and watching things, and sometimes I'd been confused or concerned about actions in prior regimes, I guess, or council groups back 5 years, 7 years.
From the outside looking in, we're not always privy to the or informed of the processes that need to go into place before decisions are made. So what were some of the surprises? Now, you've been in there a year, almost a year. What were some of the bigger surprises that you came across as far as the procedures?
Well, one of the things is called the open meeting law. Anytime two or more of us are gathered together in an unannounced situation, it can be construed that we're having an unofficial meeting.
Yeah.
So it's somewhat interesting, or not that we're concerned. Normally, if we're at an activity that's been posted and publicized, it's kind of our job to show up and support the town activities.
Yeah. So things like, a good example is where you and the mayor are actively involved in these veterans breakfasts. Now, we talked earlier about fundraising breakfast that takes place at the American Legion Post 40 on the highway there, but there's kind of a less formal meet and greet that both you and Mayor Croft are involved with a couple times a month over the senior center. Tell me a little bit about what goes on those.
Okay, that's called the Yavapai County Veterans Association. We meet at the senior center on the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month, which coincides with the town council meeting. So in the morning we're there, and then at night we're there. But we have the veterans, and there's a huge amount of veterans in Chino Valley. And what we try to do is share all the news, the changes, what's going on, how to help our retired veterans that have chosen Chino Valley to be their home, the happiest place in town, redneck capital of Arizona.
Now, you've had some, on a couple of those that I've observed and shown up for those breakfasts, you've had some guest speaker, some of our elected representatives. Paul Gosar was there recently.
Correct.
What are some of the other activities that go on besides just swapping stories and drinking coffee?
Well, actually, it's more of just keeping our fellow veterans updated on all the current changes, because the rules and the laws of the land never stop changing. So we help, or if a veteran has a problem, through our network, which is a powerful tool, networking together with people, we can assist them with many people. You have many bits of information that can come together to a very fruitful result.
So being able to get some best practices together, maybe if one of the attendees has had to jump over a hurdle, say in getting medical attention or some red tape that they've had to go through, they can share that experience as a way for the others to learn from their experience.
Correct. There is the sharing, as well as when someone comes forward. You know, not everything do you want on the radio.
Yeah.
You want a little privacy. You're humble. You need help, but you don't want to make a huge. And by the network of information, we share and help each other as brothers, veterans, to get the answers, the latest, newest, who works good, who doesn't, who to go to, what phone number to call. So we share that information. It really helps each other.
And a way to share experiences and share information with people, men and women who have gone through similar experiences, have some of the similar issues, whether that be shared experiences, financial issues, or health issues in a lot of cases.
Correct. And as we get to be mature, 60 plus, 70 plus, we sometimes gain a couple of medical issues.
Yeah.
And so those that have been there share their insights, what worked, what didn't work, who to see, who not to see, just the general database that's not printed or published, but it's a networking of brotherhood.
Now, so what? When do these take place again? You said the second and fourth Tuesday?
It starts about 7:45 there. You can buy the breakfast. It's $10 donation. I buy coffee because I get fed at home. You know, coffee's 50 cents. You go in and you share. It's a great sharing. Usually we have anywhere from 40 plus.
Nice. And this is at the Chino Valley Senior Center. Right there on 1 West and Road 3 North, right there by the Old Town Center near the Police Department, Memory Park, the Town Library, all right there in that complex, the Chino Valley Senior Center, 7:45, the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, where you guys all sit around, again, swap some stories, tell a few lies, and drink some coffee.
And I might say the guests we sometimes request, we get people from the director of the VA to our Congressman Gosar to our county supervisor. And, you know, so we get good turnout. The mayor will come and talk. He's there.
Yeah.
And and then the American Legion comes in for events that we're doing to help support. Sometimes we'll have a special event. So it's a good sharing and keeping up with what's going on.
If that 7:45 time frame is a little early for your tastes, but you're still looking for a way to dialogue with town leaders and movers and shakers in both the business and political and social forums here in and around Chino Valley, never fear, there are also business and networking luncheons. They begin at 11:15. The next one for the Chamber of Commerce is taking place July 11th at Gabby's Banquet Room in Chino Valley. That is right there near the roundabout at Outer Loop Road and Highway 89. They take place the first Wednesday of each month. Again, the next one will be July 11th. Contact information is found at chinovalley.org. You can also email our new director, Lorette Brasher, at director@chinovalley.org, or give him a call, 928-636-2493. Advanced registration is suggested. You save a couple of bucks by doing so. Again, business and networking luncheons, the first Wednesday of every month. The next one, July 11th at 11:15 over at Gabby's Banquet Hall. Now, one of the ways that I think most of the public is finds a little surprise in, like you had mentioned, there were some things you didn't really have all the information in when you became a council member. But one of the things that the general public is not always up to speed on is how your tax dollars are spent. Things like budget information, how the council makes decisions and how town leadership makes decisions on how to spend money, how the tax dollars are divided up, what some of the restrictions are as far as where money can be spent, what money can be taken from what pie and spent into another one. One of the key figures in providing information on that is our finance director, Joe Duffy. He has a forum coming up very shortly, June 21st. We're going to talk a little bit about that, but I'd also like to hear more about, Clois, your experiences with understanding and coming to grasp about how the budget process works, how the decisions are made to prioritize certain projects and the like. We're going to talk about those things as well as Joe Duffy's community outreach June 21st meet and greet after these messages when we come back to KQ&A Talk of the Quad Cities for the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce and the Town of Chino Valley after these messages.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com. Affinity RV.
y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
Your attic is more than just a storage space. It's essential to keeping your home insulated to keep cool and warm when needed, and it's your home's balanced ventilation system. We'll talk about the attic, landscape watering, and taking your calls tackling a home project with every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQNA.
You are a hero. You may not fight killer robots, but a crabby toddler can be a formidable foe.
No!
Luckily, you're armed with a Chrysler Pacifica. Its best-in-class Uconnect theater can defeat any temper tantrum. And when cargo space is in danger, Pacifica's trusty class-exclusive stow-and-go always comes to the rescue. Get a great deal at the Chrysler Incredible Sales Event.
Available feature based on the FCA US LLC premium event segment. Chrysler and Uconnect are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Earnhardt Kia, Pitcher's 1-Hour Air Conditioning, Benjamin Franklin Blood, Prescott Valley Automotive, Waters Garden Center, Eric Propane, Primavera Online School, Al's Auto Body, House Jules Country Bank, Prescott True Value, Affinity RV, Yamapai Bottle Gas, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Heating and Cooling, Cliff Castle Casino. D-Backs host the Pittsburgh Pirates Tuesday at 6, morning at 11:30 by 99.9 FM, in Prescott and Chino Valley at 95.5 FM, in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Psst, you. Yeah, you. Has curb appeal been on your mind? Bet it is now. This is Sam from Prescott Dirt. Let us help you make a Pinterest-worthy yard to show off. With all our new rock colors, you can beautify your yard and blow your neighbors away. Find your inspiration and bring it to Prescott Dirt. We'll make your yard as unforgettable as you are. We have locations in both Prescott and Prescott Valley, so there's no excuses. Call us today, 636-5844, or online at PrescottDirt.com.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. Two missing autistic teens have been found safe. The teens were last seen by family members at 11 Saturday morning. 17-year-old Christian Tackett and 18-year-old Josiah Stevens were at a campground near Forest Road 360 and Camino Real, near Highway 260 in Cottonwood. There was concern due to both teens being autistic, and neither was carrying a cell phone. Yavapai County Sheriff's deputies and numerous search team members were deployed to the area. With the help of Cottonwood Police, they checked area businesses. The two teens have been located near a business on Highway 260. A wildfire in northeastern Arizona is transitioning from active firefighting to mop-up operations.
The 337 fire burning near Heber Overgard, nearing full containment. Fire Information Officer Debbie Roslevac.
The fire activity has greatly reduced. There's very little actual activity. A lot of individual torching due to hot spots that still exist well within the fire line.
The fire began last Monday along state routes 377 and 277, forcing residents to evacuate. They have since returned to their homes.
The fire lines have been holding. We've had strong winds over the past couple of days, and the lines are holding well, so they had high confidence in downgrading this incident to a Type 4 team.
Rosbach says that the fire is now just over 4,500 acres with 70% containment. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
The Diamondbacks start a three-game series with the Pittsburgh Pirates at 6 tonight, and all the live action can be heard right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear tonight, sunny tomorrow, and about 10% chance of thunderstorms on Wednesday. Expect an overnight low of 60 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 93 tomorrow and Wednesday. 63 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Tuesday of 102 and a high on Wednesday of 101. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Each year in June, we celebrate good old Dad. Here at Prescott Brewing Company, it's Bones and Brew. What better way to treat Dad, or you yourself, than a platter of St. Louis-style ribs, smoked in-house, and smothered in PBC's thick barbecue sauce, along with PBC's homemade sides and green chili cheddar cornbread muffin, all for just $14.99. And the best part of Father's Day Bones and Brew? It's the free brew that goes with the bones. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the confidence that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Hey, that's me. Thanks for sticking around and hanging out with us on KQNA, Talk of the Quad Cities. A couple of more announcements, and then we want to get right back with Cloyce Kelly. And we were talking about budgets and money and stuff. But before we get there, let's remind everybody a great way to spend your budget and get a great value and some great produce is by participating and attending the Chino Valley Farmers Market. June 14th is when you can see them next, and that takes place from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. every Thursday out there at Olson's Grain, 344 South Highway 89 in Chino Valley. I'm going to read you a couple of things because it's said way better than I could say it, and then I'll give you my own take. Prescott FarmersMarket.org is when you can find information. And since 1987, the Prescott Farmers Market has operated markets of various sizes in several locations in the Quad Cities. A farmer's market is a unique place. It's so much more than your regular grocery store. It's a gathering place for delicious food grown, harvested, and cooked by our neighbors. That's the official statement. Visit PrescottFarmersMarket.org or call 928-713-1227 for more information. Now, here's the personal. It's just a lot of fun. Show on up 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Olson's Grain right there on the highway. You'll see the little pop-ups, the little sunshades. They pack it out, and it is truly your neighbors out there growing food, making baked goods, selling fresh beef. It's just a real treat to get out there and talk to these folks, these farmers who have gone from planting the seeds to cultivating the fruit and the fruits and vegetables, the produce, raising the beef, baking these baked goods. It is a real treat, especially for, and yes, I will say it, a city boy like me, grown up in the big city of San Francisco Bay Area, to actually talk to these folks and learn about what it takes to bring this produce from ground to market. They offer great ideas on recipes, pairings of different vegetables with different meal plans. And you can really get a sense of community when you get out there and see these farmers at the Chino Valley Farmers Market, brought to you by the Prescott FarmersMarket.org. It is a real treat to get out there and talk to these folks and learn a little bit about what you're sticking in your body.
And some amazing products.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So get out there again. Every Thursday starting at 3 p.m. runs for a few hours. No fee. You get out there. Again, just browse around. They do take cards at a lot of the stands. SNAP and EBT is accepted, as well as debit and credit. And, of course, cash. Cash is always king. It's a lot of fun out there. Oh, also, one more little PSA here. June 19th, 5 p.m. at the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce at 175 East Road 2 South is the After Hours Networking Mixer and Open House. Get out there. Lorette, our new director, is heading that. You can reach her at director@chinovalley.org or stop on in at the chamber. Again, that is June 19th at 5 p.m. A lot of fun just to meet and greet some of the local movers and shakers in and around Chino Valley and get a chance to know the folks that run these businesses here in town. It's a lot of fun. One more, and then we'll get back to the budget, and then we really got to start this show, Cloyce. The Chino Valley Library Summer Programs at the Chino Valley Children's Library. Hey, it doesn't all take place in the walls of that library. We had a great juggler out there last week. Out in the park, they brought a whole group of kids and their families. It was parents and grandparents and kids out there watching the entertainment, and it's all part of the 2018 summer reading program entitled Libraries Rock. It takes place every Wednesday all through the summer. I'm just going to run through a couple of these. A magician is coming up. James Reed was the guy I saw last week. The JRJuggler.com comedy and juggling. The Antelope Garden Club is coming up soon. The Wild Man Phil. Oh, this is a good one. June 13th, 9:30 a.m. and at 10:45 a.m. Wild Man Phil is bringing a live alligator and many other animals to the children's library. A lot of fun. Sticks and Tones is a musical program using rocks and sticks, and so there's a ton of stuff there. ChinoAZ.net. Click the library tab on ChinoAZ.net. Find out about Libraries Rock, the children's library summer program, brought to you by the Children's Library, many organizations and businesses in town, and, of course, our librarian, Miss Darlene. Thank you, Miss Darlene, for making the Children's Library the place to be for kids and families in and around Chino Valley. Thanks, Miss Darlene, for making that happen. Now, back to what I promised.
That children's at the library, I have had children that have grown up here, and those library programs and the grandchildren are amazing. Take the time, go, and you will be amazed and greatly enjoy it.
It is a lot of fun. Check our YouTube channel if you're interested at ChinoAZ.net. In the upper right-hand corner, there's a link to the YouTube channel. We posted a video on the juggler last week up there and some information on upcoming events. It's a lot of fun for kids of all ages, as they say. Now, one of the things that mystifies most of the public, myself included, is the budget process for how projects are funded, how the town and the council and the town leadership is able to spend money and move money around to prioritize certain projects. Anytime you start talking about things above about $11.75, I'm mystified because that's the bulk of my fortune. But our finance director, Joe Duffy, has a very unique ability to really boil down the budget process so that knuckleheads like me can understand the process and how money is spent. Now, you will get a chance to see that firsthand on June 21st at 8 a.m. over at Overflow Coffee at 448 Highway 89 in Chino Valley. Joe will be there to give a presentation on the upcoming 2018-2019 budget. And again, Joe has a very unique ability to simplify the budget process. And I know that was when I was covering council for local media, that was something I always struggled with in trying to boil down these large dollar figures and simplify it so readers could see how these projects are prioritized. Was that a struggle for you, Clois, when you came on as a council member last year to kind of wrap your head around the way the budget worked, or are numbers something that you have the ability to translate? Because I do not.
Well, in one of my prior lives as a Marine infantry officer, when the military was going from the yellow sheet pencil payroll pattern to the computerized system in 1974, I stepped up, volunteered, and I became what's known as a disbursing officer, a.k.a. finance officer, federal treasury officer. So I ran the budgets for Iwakuni, Japan, Fatima, Japan, Okinawa, Camp Pendleton, and had a very interesting 4 years in money. So, and understanding how it works and how you track it, document it,
so
they kind of taught me.
You've got that gift. I never have. I know, and not to make light of it, but when dyslexia comes up, when I talk to people who struggle with dyslexia, the transponding of letters and words, I haven't had that problem, but and I'm convinced I have this. When it comes to numbers, I kind of have that same struggle that I just can't make sense of numbers, especially dollar figures and things. I always struggle with that, which is a good thing. My wife is very adept at that. She's very good at that. So we can pair, and she helps me out on that. Joe has the ability, Joe Duffy, our finance director, has the ability to explain dollars and cents in a way that it makes sense to me. And I've always appreciated that. One of the things that in talking with the public, I can see that there is a struggle for the general public is to see how the pot of money, that budget that the town deals with every year, can't be used for what each and every homeowner deems as being the priority. When you're dealing with tax dollars and government financing, there are certain pots of money that have to be spent in certain areas. Legally, they cannot always take out of pot A to feed pot B. And that's something that a lot of the public doesn't really understand, that when money is earmarked for a certain project, it can't be spent in other areas without violating various laws. Were you, the process that those dollars go through, was that a surprise for you when you came into council, or were you able to cipher that already?
Yes, it's government, the way funding works. I've dealt with it, running a few Marine bases, budget of, $30 million a month. So to come to this and see it, yes. Now, to revert a little bit, it's nice to have a budget. Currently, the economy has turned, and we have a surplus. We have money. We're not operating in the red, negative, without money. It's hard to do something without money. Currently, we're in a good position. Joe Duffy has very conservative, in other words, a very saving and attitude towards this money, and the council and the mayor as a whole agree with that. We're very conservative in our spending and planning. We listen to the people, but the money we're doing it, and we're being extremely conservative with it, but we're like the pool that Matt spoke of. We spent some money there, but that's for our youth. That's for the quality of our life in Chino Valley.
Yeah. So it's always important to remember that the amount of effort and time and discussion that goes into prioritizing different projects isn't done blindly. The council, the town administration, the department managers are always looking for public input. That's why the meetings are all done in public, of course, but there's also preliminary discussions, planning and zoning, park and rec commissions, things of that nature. The PRAB committee, where they take input from the public and use that input to make decisions.
Okay, and also, I know Matt knows the address, but that budget is available to the public online at the website. Matt will be able to tell you the answer.
ChinoAZ.net, just click that finance button.
And you'll be able to look at it. One of the big things we're just getting back is called the HERF Fund. Short language on that, the highway money that you pay out in taxes, the state kept that from us. We are getting it back, and we're using it. As you see, some of our main priorities are highways, water, and sewage, and a second grocery store. We hear that every day.
So if you're interested in how your money is spent, show up at those meetings the second and fourth Tuesday at 6 p.m., 202 North Highway 89. We'll be right back after these words.
When the game is on the line and you're heating up, will your air conditioner be ready to go to bat? With a high-efficiency Lennox home comfort system installed by Gettles High Desert Mechanical, hot, sticky air is gone! Knock indoor discomfort and costly utility bills out of the park with a high-efficiency Lennox system. Call Gettles today at 772-2751 to schedule your free consultation. Gettles and Lennox, your air conditioning all-star team.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Thursday and Saturday. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Well, we want to remind you all that council needs your input in order to make proper decisions, so they can't hear you if you're sitting on your couch. So show on up at those council meetings the second and fourth Tuesday of every month. It's 202 North Highway 89 at 6 p.m. And also the first Tuesday of every month are those planning and zoning meetings. So get involved. Make your voice heard. We want to thank you, Mr. Cloyce Kelly, for joining us today. Thanks for coming in studio.
My pleasure. And folks, keep talking to me with your issues.
And we want to thank, as always, the lovely and talented Bill Monroe for making sure you could hear our voices. Tune in every Monday for Chino Valley Day on Talk of the Town, and once a month, the second Monday, to hear me, if you want to. Matt Santos, thanks for tuning in.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane. Skettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.